Loves, I know you want to increase your profit and, of course, your ease in business. And today I'm getting really real with you about what that looks like, how you can increase your profit with three really core strategies that I have been using for years. I don't just talk about purpose to profit as a cute little thing I say because I love alliteration, although I do, and that's absolutely part of it. But I say that because like I prioritize that. And there's a really big difference between having a big month in business and creating real sustainable profit. I've been able to maintain six-figure quarters for over 2 years. That is including taking like almost an entire quarter off when my dad passed away to just grieve and take time out for myself. And there's just 0% chance I would have been able to do that if I didn't have such insane healthy profit margins and if I hadn't implemented these three core strategies to really make sure that I have sustainable profit that isn't required, you know, that doesn't require me to constantly be launching something new month after month or really needs me to be in my business all of the time. And so this was just such an important conversation that I knew I needed to have with you guys. I've been having this in the back end of my business with so many clients, and it's just a conversation we are not having enough of in the online space. And so I'm so excited to open this up to you. I also have a very exciting announcement that you need to know about if you are wanting to take a big leap in creating a six-figure and a multiple six-figure business that makes absolute bank in terms of not just your cash, but your profits. So stay tuned for that and let's dive in. Hey, you're listening to The Things We Didn't Do. This podcast is dedicated to sharing with you the truth about how simple it can actually be to create mind-blowing results in your business without doing all the things. If you're sick of being told all of the things you should be doing on the daily to blow your business up, if you're a rule breaker, a change maker, and you want to start, grow, or scale a purpose-driven business without doing all of the things, this is for you. I am your host, mentor, and success coach, Elise Danielle. The conversations, tools, and tips I'll share here will give you everything you need to build and blow up your own purposeful and profitable business that fits you, attracts more dream clients to you on the daily, and ultimately shows you how to do less to receive more. Join me as we explore how simple it can actually be to create big results in your business and get ready to stop chasing around all of the things and instead start creating a business that lights your soul on fire and makes you bank. Hi, how are you doing, my loves? How are you really doing? Like really, check in. Use this random intro as an opportunity to check the heck in with yourself. Take a nice deep breath. Bonus points, you can put your hand on your belly and like take a big ass breath in and out. And like, just check in with yourself. Just a little reminder. I think so often we are so caught up in our brains that we forget to tune into our bodies. So I thought that would be a little fun way to just really give you the opportunity to check in with how you're doing today. I am doing great. Thanks for asking. So I'm recording, I'm actually batching quite a few podcasts for between now and the end of the year, which has been really helpful because I have so many juicy things coming your way. We're going to be doing a little fun series that will be kicking off next week called, what did I call it? CEO, six-figure CEO series, because I'm on a little bit of a rant and a tangent. We have these from time to time if you've been here for a moment, you know. My most recent thing is that I've been spending a lot of time, you know, obviously in a lot of other businesses with all of my clients and all of the things. We literally just kicked off the next round of the CCC Mastermind. We've had another six-figure launch. It's been super exciting. I know I say that very casually. I am genuinely super jazzed and excited about it. And we'll be celebrating. And I actually haven't put that in any podcast episodes. So we'll do a little breakdown of that in the future. But I wanted to share, you know, what I see to be so true, and the online space is just such a little microcosm of business in general. And because of that, it's so easy to get so zoomed in and really just forget about what matters in business, full stop, no matter what business you're running. And I see this to be really beneficial for my clients when we have these conversations, to really zoom out and remind ourselves what's just true in 3D reality with business in general, because it really puts some things in perspective that it's really easy to get caught up in the online space. And one of those things is treating our businesses like actual companies, right? There's a really big difference between being a service provider, being a coach, being a copywriter, being a kinesiologist, a nutritionist, a dietitian, whatever, and being a CEO of a six and a multiple six-figure company. And those differences are everything if you want to create sustainable profit in your business and if you want to be around for a hot minute. And when I say a hot minute, I mean like for as long as this feels real damn good for you, because in the online space, the lifespan of a business is not very long. I mean, the lifespan of any business is not very long, and I don't want you to be one of those people who burn themselves out or don't find a way to make sustainable profit, because my loves, this is something to really know and take on board and look for evidence in not just the online space, but all businesses, is that there's a really big difference between making money once, having a big income month. I know that's the thing that, you know, I'm going to sound like a bitch, but I'm just going to say it. We see the success stories. We see people popping out of nowhere saying, I just had my first 10K month. Now let me help you scale to seven figures. Those are two totally different beasts. What I am most proud about in this business is the sustainability I've created. We have now had six-figure quarters for years. Literally years. My profit margin grows as my business grows, right? Not just as my income grows, but as my business grows. And that is because I am really good at being a CEO. I am really good at being intentional with my business model and my profit. And I have been, I'm good at it because I learned how to do it. I made lots of mistakes. I got support. You all know, I have the same mentor I've had for the last 4 years. I get better and better and better at stretching into new ways of leadership, new ways of holding a multiple six-figure business, new ways of, you know, anchoring into the seven-figure business that will be happening very soon. But I don't operate like just a coach. And I'm being a little bit harsh here. I don't mean just a coach. And like, look, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you have to do this or this has to be something you desire. But if you do desire sustainability, you do desire to have healthy profit margins, this is a very important conversation. And this is a very important identity to start to look at and shift into. I've been having this conversation in the back end of a lot of my long-term clients, and so proud of them. Actually, one is going to be on the podcast very soon. I've worked with her for, oh my goodness, almost 3 years. And, you know, when we first started working together, she was at zero. She's now running a multiple six-figure business that is thriving and growing, which is just the fucking best thing to get to do with her and support her in. And it's just the fucking best. I love my clients. I love that I get to work so deeply with so many of them, and I get to work with them for periods of time, because that's the magic that gets to happen when you do that. I digress. And this has been a big topic of conversation, is how to shift into really being a multiple six-figure CEO, because she's really realizing that the way she ran her business a year ago is not the way that she is going to be able to run it now and be able to grow in the way she wants, and to be able to sustain that growth in the way that's going to feel really fucking good to her. So that's a little foreshadowing, but that's also really relevant to this topic today. So I want to give you some like quick, easy hits here on three core strategies that you can step into to drive more profit and ease into your business. What I know to be true, my loves, is that, you know, I've been making, you know, I've scaled to $1 million in total revenue. I had, you know, quote unquote, fast success in this business by scaling to six figures cash in just 10 months. You know, I always give the context. I also was a nutritionist and struggled to go above 5K months for years. And for a lot of those years, struggled to sign any clients. And so it's not an overnight thing. I had to do a lot of that work to get me to where I am today. But the reason why, for example, in this year, I've been pretty fucking slack, if I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't actively sell for months, at least a quarter of the year, when my father passed away and I just really took time out to grieve, and it did not affect my income at all. How and why, you may ask? Because I've created wild amounts of stability in my business and with my profit margins. And I prioritize long-term profit over short-term gain. And that is something that most people in this online space aren't doing, which is why they're getting burnt out, why they get to six figures or beyond and feel like they can possibly scale beyond it, because holy fuck, it feels like you're doing a shit ton of work. So how the hell are you ever going to make more if you're already doing all of the things? And people are getting burnt out. People's profit margins are horrific. In terms of, we're constantly spending so much money to make more money. Now, don't get me wrong, profit is a long-term game. My profit margins are better, or only get better with age, just like me. That was so cheesy. Oh, God. I won't edit that out for your benefit, but my profit margins get better because I've been so intentional with my strategy and my model. And I've really kept at the same things for four fucking years. And so my team gets more efficient. My processes get more efficient. I get more efficient. Things take us less time, cost us less money, because we're able to reuse so many of our resources. And I get better and better and better at selling shit out without, you know, to this day, I haven't spent a cent on marketing. So again, I'm not saying this is the right way, but I know that if you are listening, you want to know how to increase your profit. And this is what most people aren't going to tell you. And it's why I'm going to tell you the truth of that today. Before I forget, because I will, you guys, I'm doing something stupid that I've never done before for Black Friday. I am putting all three of my biggest industry leading programs on sale. I have never discounted my coaching, never in like 4 years, ever. And I got the idea. And when I get the idea, I run at the idea. So there's going to be very limited spots, because some of these are high touch programs. So there's going to be literally one or two spots for some of them. And so that means that if you want first dibs, you want a sneak peek, and you want to get your name on the wait list so you can be the first to find out about these insane sales that I will not be doing again for this year for sure. I highly doubt I'm going to do it next year. So this is not something you're going to want to wait on, or tell yourself that you'll just wait for next time. Said with love. And yes, I'm calling you out. Okay, so that is happening. The waitlist link will be below. You can also go to elisedanielle.com/BF waitlist, Black Friday waitlist, and put your name on the list so you can be the first to know, and you will get first dibs, and I will probably give you a sneak peek. Cool. Okay, so number one. Oh my God, you guys, if I had a dollar for every time I caught a client out for this thing, let's just say I'd have a lot more dollars. What you focus on grows. We know this. We know this when it comes to anything. You can't expand what you don't measure, right? Are you tracking your money? It is going to be really hard, my love, to increase your profit if you don't even know where your money is going, how much money you're making, what your expenses are, what your earnings are, and all of that goodness. It doesn't even have to be complicated. I did this for the first few years of my business with a freaking spreadsheet and it worked like a hot damn. But what is so important to know is that you are taking ownership as the CEO and taking note of that stuff, right? I want you to really start to think, if I was running a big ass company that I was the CEO of, what would I be doing? I would probably be tracking that, you know, making sure that we're earning some money here, and I'd probably have my eyes on that. So that is number one. Number two of that is that, are you, please, for the love of God, do this, separating your business's money from your money? Or are you treating that all as one and the same? Because it's not. Your business's money is not your money. I get that this is hard at the beginning because often our business's money is our personal savings. But, you know, that's true if you were to have a physical business, right? If you were to open a cafe, you'd probably either need to take out a loan from the bank and borrow that money to put into the business and use that as your initial startup and capital, or you would save up a fuck ton of money and utilize that as your startup capital. So this would always be the same, whether it was a physical business or an online business. It's just easier to get away with not doing this in the online space and in an online business because you don't have as many overheads. That does not mean you should treat it any less seriously than you would if you were opening a cafe, a shop, whatever, a restaurant, any of the things, right? A yoga studio, it doesn't matter. So you need to really start treating your money as your money and your business's money as your business's money. I highly recommend not mixing the two together as soon as possible. As soon as possible. One, because you're going to learn that that's going to elevate your mindset to start thinking like a CEO. What I see to happen all of the time is when I discover, sometimes it takes some time for me to find this out, that my clients are maybe not separating their money from their business's money, is that their mindset around money is usually not optimal. Because it's really hard to make good decisions in business if you feel like that's taking away from your own personal money or your family's money or all of those things, right? I got asked this, I think this came up when me and Chris did our podcast episode. I feel like we should do another one because that was so fun. Let me know in the IG DMs if you'd be keen for a round two. The question was, you know, something along the lines of like, how did we both invest in our businesses and also invest in things together? Whether that was like, you know, property investments or our own home or whatever it was. And initially the question confused me because I was like, well, those are separate things. Like, I don't throw my business investments by Chris, to be totally honest, because like, he's not the CEO, I'm the CEO. And it's not to say that I don't value his opinion, but he's not running the business. He's not my, you know, CFO or CEO or any of that. So it doesn't really make sense to me because he's not involved in my business finances because my business finances live over here. My personal finances live over here. Now, you know, everyone has different financial arrangements with partners. So this probably looks different depending on how you arrange it. If there was a really big personal investment I wanted to make and that was coming out of our joint account, I'd probably throw it by him. But I really treat those things as completely separate beings. My business is over here. My personal money is over here. Those don't cross. My decision-making doesn't cross. So if I'm making a business decision, I'm making a business investment decision. It has really no bearing on what happens in my personal life. And yes, because I am now paying myself a great fucking wage, that is easier to do, 100%. But I also had to do this when it wasn't, right? So I recommend that if your business can't float the business, which is very normal at the beginning of business. I also just want to normalize that my business didn't necessarily float. Oh my God, my nutrition business never floated the business. We were 100% running at a overall loss if we consider all the investments and all of that, regardless of me making 5K, 8K months. But when I was able to get this business off the ground, it was able to self-sustain pretty darn quickly, but I still put my own money in it at the beginning. I want to be really clear with you on that. I had about, that's when I changed it to a company. So I'm just organizing. There's been a couple shifts in finances over the years because it's been 7 years all up. No, that didn't happen. So I started as a sole trader in this business, and I started with negative $10,000 because that was how much debt I had. And my business actually paid that and then was able to self-sustain my investments, my coach, my overhead, all of those pieces really quickly because I was able to build that up very intentionally and quickly at the beginning. But I also traded time for that. And I was also using the two part-time jobs I took at the beginning to fund my business. So I would have to look at finances to tell you exactly when it was self-sufficient, but it was 100% within the first 6 months, which is like miraculous, right? And we've been running at a large profit ever since. So not that you, I'm kind of oversharing the details, but I'm sharing the details because I want you to see that that is so normal. There's so much shame in the online space around this behind the scenes. No one's talking about this on the front end. And there's a lack of understanding and education around what it actually fucking means to create sustainable profit. So all of that to say, the sooner you start treating your personal money like your personal money, and you start making decisions that are separate from the business, and you treat your business money like your business's money, not your money, and you treat it and make decisions for its best interest, the faster you're going to up-level the fuck out of your money mindset, make really powerful, important decisions that serve the long-term vision of your business, and help yourself really start putting on those CEO shoes. Because the truth is, my love, if you want to earn like a six-figure or a multiple six-figure CEO, you have to start leading your business and yourself like one, and really acting like one if you want to create real sustainable profit. And that can feel intimidating, but it's actually so much easier than it might feel. Is there a learning curve? Abso-fucking-lutely. Definitely get on the Black Friday waitlist because there's a couple programs, some that are going to be priced insanely low. Like we're talking under $500 low for you to get support around that. But the faster you identify that and empower yourself around it, the faster you're going to have a bigger capacity to make really powerful decisions that make you fucking bank. Cool. Number two, I'm just going to say it. I won't give context, but are you showing up like you would in your job? Now, what the fuck does that have to do with profit? I hear you asking, but it has everything to do with profit, because I think what happens so often when it's our own business is that we take our employee mindset into our business that we want to build as a six-figure, multiple six-figure, seven-figure business. And that doesn't make a lot of sense when we look at it right like that, right? If you want to be an employee, that's obviously totally fine. That's great. But you need to really start to make those mindset shifts to step into the CEO level so you can really make important, helpful, profitable decisions for the business. Now, let me give you an example. Take Monday. Excuse me as an example. Take Monday. We had a long weekend in Melbourne. We've had a couple weekends away in a row. It was amazing. It was great. But I'm a fucking introvert, my friends. And like one weekend away feels like a lot sometimes, depending on the weekend. The previous weekend didn't because it was very chill and relaxed. But the last weekend, there was a lot of peopling, and a lot of peopling with people I didn't know. And as an introvert, you will resonate with me if you are also an introvert. That is really exhausting for me. Pair that with like some pretty big days, a bit of a shit show situation with forgetting my laptop charger. So spending a lot of one of the days just running around to just get some stuff to my team, with some really incredible but full days at a weekend event for property investing, which has had me so fired up, by the way. Elise is 100% going to be, just an insight into my crazy brain, more of a property investor, because I already am. We own three, all done with the intention of making a fuck ton of money, just so you know. On top of, I've always wanted the name like Esquire, Elise Danielle Esquire, and we're going to add property investor to that list. Anywho, I digress. It is late. You can see where my brain goes at this stage. Let's bring it back. Insight into my crazy brain. Monday, I was fucking exhausted. Now, Elise, as a person, didn't want to do sweet fuck all on Monday. And like, to be fair, I didn't do a lot. I had a bit of a snoozle in. I took my time, but I had some shit to do because I'm also a CEO, right? So I did what I needed to do. I let myself sleep in. I had a little bit of a lazy morning. I took a little bit of a nap, but then I got some shit done. And if I was working for someone, I wouldn't even have that much of a luxury. I would have had to wake up on Monday morning and run into the office. So my point here, my loves, is that if we would wake up on a Monday, even if we were feeling tired and didn't want to do the thing, and we would go show up for our job, I sure as fuck hope that we're holding ourselves and leading ourselves to the same standard in our business, right? Now, this has everything to do with profit, because you and only you are the profit driver of the money ship that is your business. It might be a great idea or a terrible idea to have recorded this at 8:30 p.m. on a Thursday, but I'm going with great. You can tell me in the DMs what you think. But and I'm not saying you have to hustle and you have to push yourself and do all those things. I'm not saying that at all. But we can't not just show up when it feels good, air quotes, or when you feel motivated. Motivation is bullshit, FYI. If I relied on motivation, I would not have baby abs. I would absolutely not go to the gym as often as I do. I mean, eating healthy is a pretty ingrained habit. I don't often feel motivated and I still just want to. Love me or hate me for it, it is what it is. But if I relied on motivation, I just wouldn't do 90% of the things that actually bring me so much long-term fucking joy and satisfaction in my life. So knowing that you drive the profit ship, no one else, not your coach, not your team, is responsible for that. You are responsible for that. And sometimes that looks like just good old-fashioned fucking discipline. And the good news is, the more comfortable you get doing things because your business needs you to do it, the easier it's going to be to grow your profit and hold the six and multiple six vision and business that you want to create, right? No one else is going to be directing you. No one else, not even your coach, is going to be saying, do these exact three things to create more profit. They can lead you. They can help you interpret the information and data. They can help you figure out what works best for them. They can give you some options, give you some suggestions, educate you around what opportunities, what angles you can take, but you are the driver. So, you know, I think it's really easy sometimes to want to offload that responsibility and not learn how to truly lead ourselves. And to be honest, it's I think a dynamic in a lot of coaching relationships. And I will put my hand up. I've been guilty of that too, of just wanting to overtake responsibility and probably handhold a little bit too much and be a bit too much of the driver of their ship. And that's not something I do anymore. I will lead you. I will guide you. I'll support you, but I'm not holding your hand and I'm not pulling you up. That's not my job. And it's such a disservice One, if you're a coach, it's a disservice to take that responsibility off of your client, because then they're not going to learn how to do that for themselves. But it's also a disservice to you if you're the coachee. And I've been guilty of this in both instances. So there's no shame in this, my friends. But if you're the coachee, it's easy to want to almost like offhand that responsibility and be like, they know best. Just put it all over there. They can figure it out for me. But that's never going to help you be the leader and the CEO of a multiple six-figure business. Again, I'm not saying you need to know how to do that right away, but work with people who will empower you, not take your responsibility away or disempower you in that way. So the more comfortable you feel doing uncomfortable shit, like honestly, you guys, I still have to do a lot of uncomfortable shit. And honestly, the bigger my business grows, the bigger the responsibility gets, the more I have to do certain uncomfortable things. And so do I always want to do them? No. Sometimes I want to go run and hide and just spoon my dogs and eat a freaking mug cake and call it a day, you know? But I trust myself to continue to, like, maybe I do that sometimes. Of course, I'm a human, but I trust myself to get back on the horse, so to speak. I trust myself to take the power back, to get back on driving the profit ship, to remember that I am the one who gets to really decide that I can have what I want. But I also have to be the one to lead myself and initiate action around that. I can get my coach and my team on board with that vision, and I can get them to help me, and I can, you know, ask them questions and get support and lean into mentorship around that. Absolutely. But ultimately, you got to be willing to drive the ship. No one's coming to save you. It's no one else's job but you. You have to be the initiator. And the more you can step into that, the more profit you're going to create, because you won't be going looking for all those fucking shiny things, looking for that beautiful golden nugget that's just like the one thing that's going to increase your profit. That's like never what I've seen to be true. So I digress. That's number two. Number three. So what I want to just say first is that what I see create the most sustainable profit is the most boring fucking shit that you probably don't want to hear, but you are my friend. And so I want you to know the truth. You can either get on board with this truth, you can leave it. I ain't forcing you to pick it up, but it's absolutely the thing that helped me create so much sustainability. I mean, thank God I've built this business the way I have, where I can be a bit of a hot mess for months and not be pressured to sell. Like, I cannot imagine, you guys. It almost makes me emotional because I'm just so grateful for my business for this. But I cannot imagine having to drum up the excitement and the energy to go out and launch something if I didn't have such a profitable and sustainable business already built out, where I knew I was going to be making 40K cash months no matter what I did. I could sell sweet fuck all and still make that. Thank God for that, because I cannot imagine having that on top of dealing with grief. And if you've ever been in a similar situation, I'm sure you can absolutely agree with me, is like, that's not freedom to me. You know what I mean? Like, freedom is one of my biggest values. And having the freedom to take time away from my business and know that, will there be trade-offs? Sure. But like, know that that won't really affect my profitability and my long-term profitability is just the fucking goal in my eyes. And that's what I desire. That's what I know you desire. And that's what I want to support you to create. So listen up. So the thing that creates the most profit is creating sustainability with your offers. I'm not saying that you can't create new offers. I'm not saying that you have to have a small offer suite like I do, but I am saying you got to be willing to launch shit way more than once. You got to be willing to stay in the launching of the things, running of the programs, whatever your model is, whatever your business is. You got to be willing to stay in it and really get things working like a well-oiled machine. And that looks different at different stages of business, but truly, that's where your profitability is created, where you and your team have collateral that saves you time, saves you energy, is already, you know, quote unquote, proven to work because you've launched it before, you've tested the market, you know what works, you've done the work on nailing down your mindset, your messaging, your momentum strategy, your marketing, your content, your positioning. You've created really intentional strategic pathways on both the front end. I'm giving you like the ultimate fast rundown ever of what this can look like. You've created really sustainable ways for people to come into your world and stay in your world. And you don't change shit up every single week because that is expensive. And you don't change direction every single week. I'm exaggerating. This could be every single quarter, every month. It depends, again, on what's going on. But the longer you can just keep working what's working and stack and scale from there, the more money you're going to make, the more profit you're going to create because you're not wasting a lot of money and time and team energy on creating new things just to burn them down again, and the more sustainable your business is going to be. So we know that now. Cool. Number three is that your emotions and creativity make really shitty CEOs. A lot of you aren't going to like this, but I'm keeping it real today. Shitty CEOs don't create sustainable profit. These are facts, right? There is a lot of BS that's floating around the online space that isn't sharing with you the full picture of what it takes to grow, sustain, and hold a six and multiple six-figure business. There's a lot of skills required as a CEO. You got to lead yourself. You got to lead team. You got to make decisions. You got to like have hard conversations. You got to get clear, help your team create some systems and support and sustainability around what everyone is doing to streamline, because that saves a lot of money and it saves a lot of time. So I'm not saying you can't be creative, but I am saying that you need to channel that creativity in a really intentional way. Because if you want to be around long term and you don't want to burn yourself out, you need to be intentional and strategic around those key pieces: your messaging, your marketing, your sales, and your mindset. Just doing what feels inspiring or what you've downloaded all of the time and just running at different directions and different things does not create grounded, sustainable profit. I can say this as a truth because I have seen the back end of a lot of businesses over the last 5 years. And I've made these mistakes myself, right? And there's lots of reasons why it doesn't create grounded, sustainable profit. You're wasting so much time and energy chasing thing after thing. There's no structure for your team to follow. It doesn't feel great for clients, if I'm going to be really honest with you. There's no sustainability. There's no, just people don't feel held. And especially with team, like if you're really asking team to do 7 billion things and they're never replicating stuff and they're doing new stuff all of the time, you're going to burn them out. And it's probably going to be super frustrating and exhausting for them. I've worked with a lot of done for you service providers who have dealt with this with a lot of multiple six and seven figure businesses, and it burns them the fuck out. And those people go through team like I go through coffee. I couldn't think of anything clever. So there we go. So it's not sustainable for your team. It's not sustainable for your systems. It's not sustainable for you. And it is really unpredictable. And when we're creating a business that has unpredictable income, it is really hard to build up sustainable profit. It makes sense, right? If I don't know how much money I'm making in the next 3 months, and again, I'm not saying that you need to necessarily know, but if you're not working towards that, it's going to be really hard to then project your profit. Because how do you know what to invest in if you don't know how much money you're projected to make? If you don't know or have a direction, and again, this is going to look different at every level of business, so don't necessarily hold yourself to this standard, but I just want you to get some insight here as to the ripple effect from this and how this can really fuck you. Long-term profit that you can create without working 24/7 is created by getting things working so damn well it feels borderline boring and like it could work with you sleeping at the wheel. And like, let's be real. You want to make money while you're sleeping. This is the way, my loves. So that is the third one. I'm just going to end there. again, I'm not saying that you can't be creative, but I am saying channel that creativity. I'll be really honest. There's times where some stuff in my business feels really boring, and I had to really reframe that to be like, boring makes me a fuck ton of profit, because boring means I'm not putting out fires. I can predict what's happening. I know what's coming up. I have a general idea of like where the business is moving. Team is on board. Team knows what they're doing. I've got some free space. That's a great fucking thing. Right now, I can then channel my creativity into other things. It doesn't have to be with like my business model, or I mean, you can do this if it works for you, but I do think it's a more expensive way, and it does eat into your profit to launch new thing after new thing after new thing after new thing. I mean, do it if that's what you want to do, but know that there's a trade-off there of profit. There just is. And that's okay, but I just want you to know what's on both sides. Okay, I hope this was helpful. I enjoyed it, so hopefully you did. I, as always, love hearing from you. DM me with your biggest takeaway. I want to know what you liked the most about this. Definitely DM me if you want to get on the Black Friday waitlist. Just DM me waitlist and I will hook you up. There's also going to be a link in the show notes. Do not sleep on this. It is a stupid deal that I will likely never do again and 100% will not be happening for at least another year. But if you want to really learn how to step into your CEO shoes and become the CEO who can hold the growth, make not just make the money, but hold the money and grow the money and expand the money and do that in a way that feels really fucking good to you, then you definitely want to DM me and be on the Black Friday waitlist, because I have some opportunities popping up, let's just say. Cool. I love you guys. Thank you so much, as always, for, you know, dealing with the potty mouth and the random musings of Lisa's brain. I love you. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to The Things We Didn't Do. I adore and appreciate you. If you love today's show, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify so that you don't miss out on any episodes, because nobody likes FOMO. I'd love nothing more to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave us a review on iTunes. And because I appreciate you taking the time, each month, one lucky reviewer will win a free business success coaching call with me. So if you'd like to nail down that one thing that's standing in your way from creating more purpose and profit in your business without doing all the things, then make sure you leave a review for your chance to win. I would love for you to share this with anyone on their own entrepreneurial journey who could benefit from learning how to create a wildly purposeful and profitable business without doing all the things. And remember, you get to create a business that makes you cry happy tears on the regs without needing to squish yourself into some box or burn yourself out in the process, just because you can.